This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. Now, Malaysia is heading towards an aging population. How do we do this gracefully, happily, and more importantly, meaningfully? Enter Meaningful with two L's, headed by Anna Chu, who is one of the winners of the Khazanah Impact Innovation Challenge and now joins the Endeavour Malaysia Fold. Good morning, Anna.
Morning, Frida. Thanks for having me.
Okay, now, your tagline is the Montessori of elder care. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think for the longest time when we talk about, you know, elder care, everyone thinks about end of life or, you know, when they are very ill and really severely aged, right? But here we are not thinking about those who are still what we call active seniors. So right. When we have daycare programs, which I feel is the way to go for, you know, the urban crowd and, you know, this current environment and society where everyone's working, you know, people are busy. No one is caring for the active senior. So what we notice is that they sit at home, wake up, sit in front of the TV, wait for their children to come back for dinner, and then sleep, and the cycle continues day after day. So there's no meaning in their life once they start to age. We have to do something about it, which is why that is our focus, to actually create programs or products and services to help the elderly in Asia age meaningfully.
Right. Okay. So, what do you consider as active seniors? What age category? I think I'm approaching that if I haven't already.
I think it's such a wide range. I think when people start to slow down, I would still consider people aging much later in life nowadays. So we have to really cater to things that are age relevant, if I may say. You know, physical exercises, for example. I mean, I go to the gym regularly. I am exercising with people who are in their 60s and 70s, and they are better toned sometimes than me, you know, very strong because they've been going at it for some time. So when we look at age-appropriate activities, whether it's physical, so we go by, I would say, pillars of what we believe to be very important. So physical is very important, psychosocial, for example. Even being in a place that builds a community for them helps them age meaningfully because they are suddenly in touch with society. They continue to be in touch with society.
Right. Now, this is something very close to your heart. I know I met you a couple of years ago and you're already very, you know, this whole era about senior care and all that, right? Why did you start, you know, and when did you start this? And I guess the why is the bigger thing, right?
Yeah. I you know, like, the rest of us, I think I went through a very painful time with my late dad. So mom and I had to care for him. This was many, many years ago before, you know, there's even home nursing and things like that. So we were in and out of the hospital for months on end. And it was very tiring for everyone, you know. And I felt that there was always a need to have this service. And of course, my late auntie as well went into a nursing home in Penang. It was squalid, you know. I think I couldn't get past the how squalid these places were, that I could stand there for like 10 minutes and it felt like eternity. I wanted to get out. You know, it's smelly. People slept in a hall together. There's no dignity. And this is end of life, you know. I mean, can you imagine everyone? I mean, even a CEO who is working his butt off for you know, the longest time would then realize that, my God, end of life, and where do I go? Do I go to a squalid nursing home? That's the only option available, you know. So something had to change, and I felt that we had to innovate the industry.
Right. What are the services that you provide? Is there also live-in?
So, okay, as Meaningful, we don't provide services directly. It is actually working in conjunction with partners, whether it's developers, investors, you know, people in the hospitality industry and things like that, to actually create these products. So why we are different is there is a very strong focus on hospitality. I took inspiration from what, you know, the hoteliers have been offering, you know. I went on a cruise, actually. That's where I got my inspiration. Mom said, hey, Anna, you have to experience a cruise. And you know, I went there and, you know, we all always think it's for old people. It is not, okay? I did surfing. I did wall climbing. You know, you did everything, right? Line dancing, of course. But, I mean, the point is, what I'm trying to create is a landed cruise.
Right, right. Okay, a landed cruise. So this is a place. So it's a physical place.
It will be a physical place because it has to manifest itself in a physical place where we can have people gather, you know, whether eating together, you know, playing together, doing things together. I think this is where you build community. We noticed that a lot of old people, they don't really have a societal structure and they depend on family to fill that gap. So family is out working, you know, they're out at school or now they are so stressed out, you know, being online all the time that actually, they have no time for the elderly. So this is when we need to create places for them to be able to interact with others their age as well. You know, then they know, hey, I go through the same struggles. You know, I'm also slowing down. There's nothing wrong in that. You know, oh, you are also having that ache. You know, it's not just me. You know, so I think this also is a place that allows them to get out of depression, you know, just being alone all the time and feeling like they are just deteriorating.
Right. And it's so interesting, right? Because he started this in June, right? You know, like pandemic and all that, right? So what was going through your head, lah?
I mean, I feel that society is resilient itself to resilient enough to pick itself up, you know? I think eventually everyone will have to try to go back to some semblance of whatever new normalcy is. And so the elderly are going to be left at home again, you know, in the same cycle, as I mentioned. So I felt that, you know, with everyone being on the vaccine, you know, and things are starting to open up, that we have to start looking at offering this product again once more. But this is a product that previously is, you know, has been so ill executed. And I do mean the elderly daycare or whatever we want to call it, right? You know, they will go to a nursing home, which is where they see people who are ill. And, you know, I mean, even on palliative care and things like that. And you go there for the day, you know, I notice some of them sit on wheelchairs and they don't do anything, maybe some light exercises here and there. So I felt that this wasn't the way to go. I mean, you know, so I took inspiration also from a parent sending their kids to preschool and places like that. They would choose a development center. And why it is like that is because they want to look at programs that, you know, help them to develop into who they are, you know, help them develop mentally, physically, socially, and things like that. And the same thing actually needs to happen with the elderly when they start to age.
Right. So these are things. Now, congratulations. One of the winners, Khazanah Impact Innovation Challenge, 300 grand for a business that just started. So well done. I mean, and I guess like with this money, right, what are you doing to I guess, expand on what you're doing?
Yeah. So I think we are really going into, you know, coming up with these programs. We are working with experts in the different fields. We are also going into working with actually a university to start, you know, looking at proper assessments, you know, outcomes and findings and things like that, so that we can really prove that, let's say, if you do a certain physical activity, you know, that within months to come, years to come, you've actually either improved, you know, whether it's muscle tone, whether it's mobility and things like that, or just, you know, I would say slowing down the deterioration. So that is very, very important to be able to prove that, you know, our programs are successfully helping the elderly.
Right. We're talking about quality of life, right? Now, you know, how expensive can it be for the elderly? Meaning, what kind of unexpected concerns would I have to prepare for now financially?
I always say that a property cannot care for a person. It is a service that cares for them. We've noticed that families are very reluctant to sell the family home, for example. I mean, it is an asset for a reason, right? Actually, if you look at converting that to a workable asset, then it starts to work for you. You can afford care at whatever level. I'll give an example. You know, I think someone in my family also said the same. Oh, I'm so old, I cannot afford care. And this is a 86-year-old lady who lives in a home by herself. The home is easily worth about 2 million. You know, I joke and say that should you convert that into cash rather than stay in a home having to maintain it by yourself, you can actually put that towards proper care.
Right, yeah, because the home can't take care of you. So these are things that I have to think about now. Okay, we'll continue our conversation after this. I'm here with Anna Chu from Meaningful. Stay tuned to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Begin Free Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with Anna Chu from Meaningful, one of the winners of the Khazanah Impact Innovation Challenge, and now joins Endeavour Malaysia Fold, right? So, you were also saying that it's like a cruise, right? But on land, right? And it says that you are an operator of experience in the elder care and hospitality industry, and you have run successful models nationwide for various asset classes. Can you share some of your projects and projects you would like to have? And I guess a $300,000 prize money helps.
Yeah. So these projects actually have to be in conjunction with a property owner who also gets that, you know, we are trying to either do an urban rejuvenation, you know, repurposing a certain product or asset class, right? So we go in, for example, what we're going to create is something with a hotel where we'll convert it into a place where you can come in, you know, and recover after, say, post-hospitalization, or you just want to retire. I mean, after speaking to a lot of people who are still active seniors, you know, it's their vision to have something like a cruise. You know, they will say, hey, I want to go in there. You know, you have activities. I have my meals catered. Housekeeping is done. So I'm hearing them and I'm giving them the product that they want, you know. It won't be what you've seen in the past because I think this industry has not innovated for decades, you know, so it is about time that we provide a product that people are willing to have, you know. If they are active seniors, they are totally independent, that's fine. I mean, we have a medical concierge there ready for them, you know, nurses on standby, you know, or caregivers that actually can expand help when needed. So this is really on demand. They don't otherwise get bothered. They go on with their daily life. You know, I mean, you can go to our facility. The whole idea is you go into a place like that and you won't feel like it's just for the elderly. Anyone would want to move in. And that's how we should all live. It shouldn't look squalid, number one. It shouldn't look sterile either, because who wants to age in a hospital? Nobody. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Okay, now the other thing that you've talked about is that you're also project consultants experienced assisting developers and property owners achieve returns on their assets by turning current properties into aged care living products or design new builds, right? You know, who are some of this, or you know, who, you know, what are you looking at in terms in this area?
Yeah, I think, you know, it really comes down to whether the property itself can lend itself to this kind of a care. I do believe that when you have economies of scale in a place and it's well managed, it is actually easier to care for people, you know, rather than it's spread out everywhere, you know, you have to find different crew and all that, working different hours. So we are looking at, for example, converting hotels. I think hotels are ripe for conversion. You know, one of the products I worked on, which I consider currently to be, in fact, the nicest aged care facility in Malaysia, is right up in Penang, beachfront. You know, so what we did was we identified a beautiful service apartment. So housekeeping, everything is done, you know, and they have access to the beach. So we've had people go there to recover, you know, and I think they enjoyed themselves. They could take walks on the beach. So that is the concept of what we're trying to bring, that it's different, you know, it's not what you think it is. You should live life as normally as possible. That's what I believe.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And you know, I shouldn't miss out on the fun just because I've gotten older, right?
Exactly. In fact, you should have more fun because you've worked so hard for it.
Exactly. And not, you know, leave it all to your children. Now, the other thing that I've also heard is that I think that sometimes when people are trying to develop these areas for older persons, right, is that these properties are then left to their children. And it changes the makeup of the property and hence become not as friendly for the elderly, right? Is that also something, you know, that you're aware of or working, you know, not working on that model?
I think it's very difficult to care for people in their own homes. That's the reality. Because right. homes are not, you know, built suited for this kind of care. Nobody renovates their home ready for elder care. Some do. I've seen really good renovations. But the point of the matter is nobody really wants to prepare themselves, you know, have rails around, you know. So it's not practical. Also, you are expecting a caregiver, for example, to go in there. A lot of people, of course, they prefer local caregivers. That's the reality. But which local is willing to leave their family to say, I want to stay, you know, month on month with another family so that I keep them safe? If not, are you willing to let the caregiver go in and out in the age of COVID? That's something to think about as well. Mm. Yeah, so it's not practical. It's not easy to get care at home. You also have to be equipped, which means, you know, getting medical equipment, whether it's as simple as just a hospital bed, for example. Right. So these are little things to consider when you say, okay, I want to get care at home. It is also not cheap. This is like asking a personal trainer to go over and train you. How much do you think you have to pay for a professional to go over and live there with you 24/7?
You know, but you know that, you know, with what's happened, right, there are a lot of hotels closing down, but that, I'm just thinking about that. That's so great if we could turn that around, right, and, in you know, live like that, like a service place and, you know, have all your needs and met and there is a market for it, right? Okay, you also help people who are keen to invest in the elderly care business. So what are the potential areas for people who are keen to invest in this?
I think many of them are very keen to convert their land or convert certain properties they have, you know, to be able to cater for such a service. I think a lot of people are also very noble about wanting to help the elderly because they've had, I don't know, good family life or they just have a heart for the elderly. So we, of course, have to go in there and look at the property to see if it's suitable. You know, I've also been consulting some people, you know, they're actually building up retirement villages. So you'll see really nice ones in time to come. I think what is nice is that people doing this, they're actually taking charge and building it for themselves. You know, when we build products and services, just like what I'm doing, you know, when we are building all this for our own families or even ourselves, because I'm single, you know, and you have to think about aging, then, you know, the likelihood of a very nice product, you know, coming up is going to happen, right? Because we're building it for ourselves, our families, you know, we really want this and we want to change the industry.
Right. So I want to know, what was the experience like taking part in the Innovation Challenge?
It is good. I mean, I'm happy that the country is looking to actually find solutions to help the elderly in Asia age meaningfully, you know, especially in Malaysia, right? They're also looking at a product that is a mid-range, you know, something that's affordable, you know, however that's defined, you know. I think that is very, very important. And when we look at affordability, I believe that we haven't gotten it right all this while. You know, we are trying to, people always think that aging services come at a certain fixed price that they're willing to pay for. It doesn't work that way. But also I feel that as industry players, you know, as operators, it is possible to offer a really good product that is not squalid, you know, at an affordable price.
That's right. It seems to be two range, right? Really bad and really high end, then doesn't seem to be anything in between.
Exactly. I can't even say that we've gotten the high end right yet. You know, today, if you had all the money in the world and you wanted the best for your parents, you said, I don't need a family home, I'm selling it. I have millions sitting there. Find me good care. I would say it is still a challenge to say this is up to my standard, you know. So that is what we need to settle. But that also becomes a showcase for the products that are to come. So why I took inspiration from, you know, the hospitality industry is a building is a building, I always say, right? Then you start to apply the services, whether it's 3-star, it's 5-star or things like that. I mean, you can actually offer the same product for a certain price, right? You just tone down or you just upgrade, you know, you put in certain luxuries or you tone down on it for the 3-star one, you know. So,
right.
I mean, that is a thinking that I bring to this process to say, okay, how can we make it affordable? And you go line by line, you know, making sure the economics makes sense, you know. One thing you can't change is you always have to have good care. And that is the basis of elder care.
Right. You're now part of the Endeavor Fold. What's that experience like?
Wonderful. I mean, we get to speak to, you know, people who have built unicorns, get inspiration from these entrepreneurs, you know, also those who have built it globally from other countries. I mean, you get a different perspective with every one of them. You get to tap into their psyche. I also think that the mentoring sessions have been very useful. I think if we use it right, we ask the right questions, you know, you always extract something out of each session with all of them.
Right. And what has been like an aha for you, even though you've been in business for a while as well, right? But like, what was like, oh, you know, a new perspective?
Every day is, you know, a learning learning process. So I do get a lot of aha moments or a reminder to focus, you know, on certain things, you know, that, hey, okay, you're on the right track. You know, the entrepreneur also thinks this is how he got his success, you know. So I would say it's quite interesting to just absorb, be open to, you know, what they have to say. And I think the moderators are doing a great job. They always pick it out, you know. So far, they've been able to actually pinpoint, you know, what their success comes down to and things like that. So it's actually really nice also to be in a community of other entrepreneurs.
Right. Thanks for speaking to me, Anna Chu from Meaningful, talking about how we can age meaningfully. And of course, it's the International Day of Older Persons as well. This is Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.